For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. The U.S. Census Bureau is now just 1 month away from the end of the 2020 count. Some Memphis-area state lawmakers say there's no time to waste filling out the form. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, they're worried that an undercount could affect future political representation for Shelby County.
64% of Tennesseans completed the census either online, over the phone, or via the mail. And with the additional help of census workers who began knocking on doors earlier this month, close to 80% of Tennesseans have now been counted. But so far, Shelby County's self-response rate is almost 2% lower than it was in 2010. The city of Memphis is 4% behind its rate from 10 years ago. And with the Census Bureau wrapping up field operations a month earlier than expected, lawmakers say lagging numbers could affect federal funding for social services and political infrastructure. Memphis Representative Larry Miller says Shelby County's political power at the state legislature is on the line.
It just depends on the last 10 years versus now. How many individuals have actually moved into Shelby County borders? Have our population growth increased, or has it decreased, or has it pretty much remained the same? That's what is going to determine that.
According to census projections, the state's population has shifted enough in the last decade to possibly cost Shelby County one of its 14 House seats, says Mattia Powell of the nonprofit Civic Tennessee. But districts aren't drawn on projections. They'll be based on the 2020 numbers, which is why she says a precise count guides fair representation. And it's not just government officials who use the data.
Even for-profit and corporations make decisions based on census numbers. So the industries make decisions on where they're going to grow or where they're going to build. I mean, there's just so many decisions that's made on it that it is just imperative that we have the most accurate count.
The last day to complete the census is September 30th. The form can be found online at my2020census.gov. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.